Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everyone stand up for just a minute, if you would. Just stand up, stretch your legs, then stand up just a little while. I just want to say a few things, and I don't know how far I'm going to go. I've been sitting with my stomach in knots, and that's how I know that where I'm going to move. Trust me, I'd been fine sitting in the pew tonight, cheering everybody on and a shout, and I've had a good time tonight. I said earlier tonight when I got here that I had high expectations when I came. I wanted to get so filled up that if on my way home the police pulls me over and says, "Sir, have you been drinking?" I can say, "Yes, sir, I've been drinking from my saucer because my cup has run it over."
Amen.
I tell you, that's how I feel tonight. But just stretch your legs out there just a minute. I just want to share a few things with you real quick. You know, as I sat there and then we've heard some preaching, I tell you what, when Brother Randy finished with his, I was down there talking to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, you know," I said, "how plainer can it be put?" I said, what else could possibly be said that hadn't already been said?" I said, "you know, there's not a heartstring that couldn't have been tugged at by now." And, you know, every message that has been preached here tonight has been a message of salvation.
Yeah.
I cannot help but recognize that there's a need for salvation in the house tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't know who or what. I have no earthly idea what time it is. Hey, whenever you feel like sitting back down, you sit back down. You don't have to keep standing. Just thought it'd be nice to stretch your legs, wake up just a little bit. If you're upset that there's another preacher on the floor, I have concern for you tonight. Because I'm going to tell you, if you love the Lord and you came to the house of the Lord tonight to worship and praise Him into this new year, you should be excited. You should be okay that another man's on the floor. That you might hear just a little bit more of the Word. And if you're here tonight, you're lost and undone. Thank God that He's extended mercy to you one more time. He's going to give you one more opportunity to find your way to your knees tonight, that you might accept Him into your heart. I don't know how hard this will get. You've had a lot of heavy preaching tonight. I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of it. These boys have tickled me to death. They preached you the Word, and I promise you, they preached it to you straight and true.
Amen.
And I don't know how soft-spoken I'll be or how loud I get or excited I'll get, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm real obeying the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Bless
you. You know, folks, I wonder, why'd you come to church tonight? Why'd you come to church tonight? Because it was...
Yeah,
it was a better thing to do than some of the other ways to bring in the new year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if you feel like I'm getting close to you.
Come on, brother.
I like to move around. Where the Lord sends me, that's where I go. You know, a year ago I told Him when I announced my call, I said, "Lord, whatever You want me to do, wherever You want me to go."
Come on.
Amen.
That's it. So I don't stand still.
Bless you, Lord.
I walk. I move.
Bless you.
Why are you here tonight?
Bless
you. I'll tell you why I'm here tonight. I didn't come church tonight to bring in a new year.
Basically,
I didn't come here tonight to watch an old year go out and a new one come in.
Mm-hmm.
I came here tonight and gathered together with you tonight in the house of the Lord to watch for the coming of my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says we're to be ready. We're to be watchful.
Yeah.
Always be watching. They got nothing to do about this old year, this new year coming in. It's about watching for the coming of my Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. That's what this is called. It's a watch service. What do you think?
Yeah. Come on.
Watch service meant.
Yeah.
It's the watch for the coming of our Lord.
Amen.
And you know, friends, it's not just something that we should do one time a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reminder that we need to always be prepared, be ready, and be watching for the coming of our Lord and Savior, because we do not know when He's going to come.
Amen.
I tell you tonight, sometimes I've sat there and I've wondered throughout the night, you know, what's it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to take?
Bless you, Lord.
How much pleading and begging will it take for you to get your heart right tonight?
Mm-hmm.
How much? If I got down on my knees and I crawled to you, if I shed tears, would it make a difference? Would it help?
Lord.
Let me tell you something. Every man that has stood up here and preached the Word to you tonight, they love you. They love you. You say, "They don't know me." In fact, they got the love of God in you tonight. God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
They got the love of God in them.
Yeah.
I promise you do.
Bless him, Lord.
They love your son. They don't want your son to go to hell.
Bless him, Lord.
I'll tell you something. People don't like hell to be preached and talked about, but it's real.
Yep.
It's real tonight.
Sometimes it needs to get real, real for people to get a hold of it, you know, for it to sink in.
Right, brother.
Yeah.
Man, you've been told about the great position. You've been told about recognizing the voice of the Lord when it speaks to you. Mm-hmm. You've been told about an anchor. Oh, have mercy. I don't know what else I could possibly say. I said, Lord, what else could I possibly say? There's nothing I could say. He said, no, child, there's nothing you could say, but there's something I can say.
Bless you, Lord.
And I'm just a messenger for him.
Thank you.
We'll tell you something. Over in the book of John, just real quick, not a lot of scripture.
Bless you, Lord.
Book of John, 1 John 15, of chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, the Bible says, listen to this, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. The Bible says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
For all that is in the world is lust of the flesh,
yep,
and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life,
yep,
is not of the Father,
yep,
but is of the world.
Yep.
Friend, as this new year comes in, this old year passes away, the word says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but
yep,
he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people out there tonight that aren't in the house of the Lord tonight. Hey, they're out there bringing in the new year. Hey, don't kid yourself. They're not out there looking and watching for the coming of their Savior. They ain't even thinking about him. Hey, there's a lot of people tonight that probably claim the name of a Christian, but they're out there in the middle of the street somewhere, boozing it up, having a good old time tonight. Not even caring, not paying the cost, Brother Randy, tonight. Let me tell you something. We're here. Hey, let me tell you something tonight, and you better listen. The things of the world are going to send you to hell.
Yep.
And hell is real. Let me tell you something. I have never found anything in my life. I have searched and searched.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever went and got a new car? When did you say I ain't never been able to own a new car? Hey, but you got one. Hey, the one I got now is not new. It was used. It was used, but it's new to me. But I tell you something. The newness wears off the things. I tell you what, all these things you can have in the world, all the homes, all the cars, all the fine clothes, all the money, it doesn't matter. Hey, the newness wears off these things. If I'm lying, tell me I'm a liar. Think back in your life, everything you thought was so great when you first got a hold of it. Oh, you love it for a week or two, maybe even for a month or so. But I tell you what, after a little while, you didn't care so much about that. Hey, you're looking for something else. Because you're needing something. Hey, you're hungry for something. And you need it. You want it. Praise the Lord God. Have mercy. Woo!
Yeah, hey, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Brother Jerry just stepped out in the middle of it and started giving altar calls.
Boy, the Spirit of God was so strong. My heart was beating so loud. If everybody had just been quiet for a minute, everybody in the house could hear it. Boy, the thumping, boy, couldn't hardly breathe. And I thought, Lord, what's wrong? What's going on? And the young man sitting next to me was crying. And boy, after a while, I stood off standing. I just took him by the arm and I said, son, you need to go pray. He said, oh, no. He said, it's good. He said, just touching my heart. I said, it's touching mine too. Mine beating on my chest.
Yeah.
Somebody needs no oil. But you know, after I talked to them, that stopped.
That's
one way. Amen. I felt like you need to go. So pray for that young man.
Yeah.
He's been in my prayers for several months, man. Amen. I've been praying for him. Matter of fact, first time I ever got to meet him. And lo and behold, that as many times I prayed for him, God made a way for me to sit down beside of him in that flood.
Amen.
That blessed me.
Amen.
I thank God for that. Folks, just like here tonight, if you're lost tonight, boy, you can be saved.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he said? He said, come while I can be found.
Yeah.
Seek me while I can be found.
Yeah.
Amen. He can be found here tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. Amen. He's here. From the time we started, he's here.
Yeah.
Amen. He's still here.
Amen.
One thing about the Lord, he don't give up.
That's right.
Amen. I thought about scripture after scripture, and I think just went through my mind. I thought about there. Brother Brian started preaching, thinking about why he had to preach. You know, Jesus told the disciples, he went to pray. He said, you stay here and watch and pray.
Yep. Yeah.
They went away. He come back and found him asleep. He said, did you not watch for one?
Yeah,
that's right. Amen. You know, God's people say they're saved, but they cannot pray for it. Can't hardly endure a 2-hour service.
That's right.
Boy, I thank God for you that have endured the time. Amen. And what happens?
That's right.
Always. Amen. It's blessings in serving God, though, my dear. Amen. I told you at the beginning of the service, I've been blessed this past year. God has blessed me tremendously. Amen. I'm not sick, not in the hospital. Amen. I'm not over here at the funeral home tonight. My wife ain't making arrangements for me. Amen. I'm here with God's people.
Amen.
So I'm blessed. Amen. I've had once a year. I've been part of several services this year. God's allowed me to be. And if I had a prayer request for me tonight, I don't want you to pray that, amen, I'd preach harder or anything like that or preach better or whatever. God will take care of that. But you just pray God open doors for
me. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. If he'll set an open door before me, Brother Mike, I'll go.
Yeah.
Amen. I love the Lord tonight with all my heart. And I want to preach his word. And I feel released among my brothers. Amen. But all of us here tonight, I say each and every one of these men would say, pray for them that God will open the door for me this year.
Amen.
That maybe they can say something. Say something. Amen. To save some lost soul. I hope, pray tonight, if you're lost, that you go home and think about it.
Yeah.
God will give you another time. But we're fixing to go out here to fellowship hall here in a few minutes. We ain't in no hurry. We got about 8 minutes till midnight. I ain't worried about that. I didn't come thinking about that. I tell the church every year. We come, and boy, the Holy Ghost comes down. We're in the power, and we pray. We'll go out to fellowship hall and wait till midnight. And we got enough snacks up there. The Baptists can make it a little while. Amen. So, whatever God's got in store, I feel like, amen, that we've come down to the end of what? But I want to tell you something. Look, and I appreciate every church that's represented.
Yeah.
I don't know where all of you come from. There was a brother and sister sitting back there at the beginning of the service, and you prayed. He told me something, and this man up in Kentucky really needs prayer. Amen. He said that brother looked identical to me. He needs prayer. Amen. I feel sorry for him and my wife. I feel sorry for her. Amen. So pray for him. I just thought it was kind of common to myself. I said, well, I just like him. God needs to pray for me. Amen. We appreciate that. But if anybody's got something on your heart, now you got to say to the Lord, what you say?
Brother Randy, don't worry, I'm not
going to pray. Hey, I ain't worried for
you. But I've been sitting there all this time, and I just keep hearing from the Lord, you know, giving wonderful altar calls. It's been great. Every one of them has given precious altar calls. The Lord told me to tell this young man here that his work was not in vain. And God knew he didn't hear it. God keeps also telling me to say something to
him.
He said, what about my people? What about my people?
Mm-hmm.
We gave altar calls for all sinners. And Mm-hmm. Gave every sinner an opportunity mm-hmm. to make peace with God.
Yeah.
And I got to see my uncle come up here tonight. And I got to see where he go. Did that got raptured out? Oh, this young man. I got to see him saved tonight. I don't know him, but he's my brother now. But what about God's people? I'm not going to ask you, I'd like to ask you to stand your feet, but I'm not going to ask you to bow your head. I'm not going to ask you to close your eyes. But just for a minute, I promise. I got, God wants to know, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you tonight?
Yeah.
You're His people.
Uh-huh. Brother. Come on, brother.
Last year, you didn't do it all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't do it all right.
That's right, brother mine.
Mm-hmm. I failed some last year.
Yes, sir.
You failed some last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not one thing you, God's children, can do to fix it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. Mm-hmm. Whatever time you wasted, you wasted.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you, when I say I, Spirit of God, is going to ask you tonight, are you really ready for the new year?
Come on, baby.
I'm going to give you an altar call tonight.
Yeah.
You, God's people, an altar call tonight.
Father in heaven, God, as we come to you tonight, Lord, God, just
bless our heavenly
Father. Fathers and brothers, God, you have to be tonight, Lord. God, we have to know your fear, Lord.
Father,
God, this great thanks, Lord, I'm sure. Lord, that you don't glory, God, for you to take hold of, Lord. Father, I pray that you take hold of the fight, God, to be good for you, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, you will give us your strength, Lord. God, you will help us, Lord, to be more seasoned to thy holy word. God, you bless your very Lord. God, you bless your very Lord. God, you bless your God, you humble us, God, now, God, Lord, for your praise. Lord, bless you, God, in all things, Lord. God, I pray that your Lord bless Father, I pray whatever it is, Lord, heaven power, in the name of Jesus tonight, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to take hold of God tonight and bless our Lord. Appreciate all the obedience tonight. pray everybody's done everything that you need to do. Appreciate the preachers tonight. You know, I guess we could say that's how many seven preachers stood, and that's completion, ain't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Kind of amazing. Amen. How God worked that out. Praise the Lord. But I tell you what, I appreciate them being obedient. I appreciate you for coming and then being with us tonight. You know, we can have services, but you know what? Without people, it's hard to have one. Amen. But I appreciate Otis coming in there tonight. Otis, you surely just bust and say something.
You know, I thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Back when he was a young man, about 12, 13.
Bless the Lord.
There was times that I had back. I was taught that you had me to come to count late, no ability.
Yeah.
But at 12, 13, I'd still hold back.
Bless you.
Weeks, I couldn't. I'd go to school and go to people play with them, stuff, and go away from the choir. And I couldn't, I just couldn't tell them about what happened to me. You know, Jesus, in the Bible, I was reading the other night. I don't read it, but I'll get to see it. I'm doing better. I'm better about reading.
Bless
you. He said, "Sure, I'm only with you." Look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, you look after us, that's normal children, to a certain age. When we understand we're doing wrong, that's the time to be selected.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. He says, then you've got to come.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. You know, I've watched the prayer of my grandson. I pray for your raises, boy.
Thank you.
He's never seen nothing but bad out of me. Every Sunday, I didn't go to church. I touched him to church.
That's
I've seen him one time, I thought, the Spirit of the Lord, I know him. He raised me. But he was having a lot of problems. But you know God is good.
Amen.
I never did give up praying.
Amen.
Now Mom never did give up for me.
Amen.
So she prayed for me. She had been old.
Yeah.
You know, I never did hear her pray. But I've seen my mom all week.
Amen.
She was a humble person. She tell me, she said, don't, but I called her, that her husband's name Arlen. She said, don't say nothing to Arlen because she'll give up for
me. Bless the Lord.
I don't know if I thought it was kind of different now. Now I'm all soft and humble. You know, if we humble ourselves, things work out.
Amen, brother.
As long as we work out.
Yeah. Well,
brother, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. Amen.
The night is the greatest night. Brother Andy, I got a daughter, his mother. She needs prayer, man. And he's open. And I would work for all the time. You know, I'd drive around today and I'd do things to pass by them all. But God, I've got God. That's what we pull off the side road. I can't see the guy. Tears in my eyes.
I know
the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Spirit.
Yeah.
But when we start seeing God tell us, we're feeling this.
Amen.
That's not.
Amen.
Right. Don't let it go. They'll build a life. Amen.
That's right.
And they'll grow them together. How long you can't never.
Right.
We're going to eat, but I'll tell you one thing. I've been
faithful. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God, my cup runs over.
Amen.
His wife sang the song. Yeah. I wish she could sing that song.
Bless the Lord.
My little grandson is.
Yep.
She ain't got it with her, probably.
Bless the Lord.
I love the song she sings.
Uh-huh.
I love it. It's a blessing out there.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
But I've been praying for this day. God knows.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You know, the devil's going to work hard.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he's...
And, you know, he's that's the problem. The devil knows it.
Yeah.
But let's don't give up.
Amen.
He's going to like to sink the wheel of our drive. Every day I have to say, oh, I can't go over there. Did you pull away from me? But you're everywhere.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is everywhere. God, you take care of me.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
But he's kept and he's come to church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're just going to keep praying that the devil will stay off from him.
Yeah.
And God loves him. He knows
him. Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Yep.
Yep, never leave it.
You know, we never hung our book, we don't start it. You got to start it.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we'll be going tonight, and we're going to go the other way.
Yep.
Then we lost it. Turn around. So we know where we're going, we can do the same.
Amen. Right.
Well, I love priest Nick tonight, everybody's, I don't know, you know, it's just tough time, you know. I a little bit, well, I said, don't you guys go to sleep. They must have been listening more than I
thought.
Praise God, I was that.
Yeah.
I was that one of them.
You
know. We'll be absent for a little while, and we'll go and we'll get your stuff back home, we'll spend stuff here, but we'll be seeing more of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You'll be all okay.
Hey.
I love y'all.
Thank you too, brother.
Amen.
I'm glad you're here for me.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate it. Amen. Pray that I know them over the years and they've been a blessing to us. Appreciate them. We appreciate the three on your church. I really want to say that. They've always come. Lately, we've been banding together and helping one another and backing one another. And I truly appreciate that. Amen. It's good to have a church family, two church families. Amen. You know, it's kind of like going to mama's and grandpa's.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come here, and you can go there. So we've been having some good service together over the past year, and I thank God for that. Lord, you blessed us enough. Let's keep on keeping on this year. By the way, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Nothing so far over it, now come back. We love you. We appreciate these preachers tonight. These boys, every one of them, have started, me and Jerry. Jason has been at it a while, or just a little bit longer than these other two or three here, but they're coming along. Amen. And I appreciate them, the blessings they've been in our life. We kept ordained, I think, every one of them, me and Jerry's got to be a part of it. And I thank God for that. Amen. To help ordinate, you know, the man ceremony, I guess. I thank God for that. Thank God for them. Appreciate the little church here. Appreciate all of you. Some of them, I got family, got uncles that's been here tonight. Amen. I appreciate them because it's good to be in church with your family. Amen. I remember people, like you said earlier, you know, people all over the world tonight, they were watching for their old ball fall out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching for the sun to
come. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Talk about time. What party we going to have.
Yeah.
We'll scream for eternity. Amen. We all know it's that this world ain't it. Amen. If you're saved. If you're not, you better get ready for that soon come. I believe that with all my heart. It's soon coming. But let's do praise. I said earlier, this man, a preacher over in Jamestown, some of you may know him, if I can think of his name.
Denver Davis.
Last name?
Davis.
Davis. Denver Davis. Yeah, his son, oldest son, one of the twins, always got killed yesterday morning. And so pray for that family. That boy probably thought he'd go to work and come home.
Yep.
Right. Probably kissed his wife. Any kids probably told him he loved him. Went off to work. Never come home. Pretty bad.
Yep.
That's on your trail.
Yep.
Yeah. But he likes it now. He's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no respect for us. But I'll fit it up. Appreciate you, Brother Mike, for being willing to come. I want to say that about Brother Mike, too. Everywhere I run into him, he's the same. I run into him at McDonald's, he's the same. Run into him yard sale, he's the same. And he jerked the door open down there at McDonald's, standing in the lobby. He jerked the door open, hollered at me, and said, "Hey, ain't that anybody around town?" He just set me free. He said, "You preach it now, amen." We had us a good time, amen. Stay up in the lobby at McDonald's. Amen. Mm-hmm. We got more Big Mac, didn't we?
That's right.
Oh, him and Mr. Brendan, we love him to death. Yeah, we was in a yard sale one day, and he wouldn't get out and sit, show himself. He's in there, we're scarce. Amen. But anyway, it's always a joy to run into our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Always. Always. And we do appreciate everybody. Is all hearts clear?
Brother Randy, something I want to say. I really want to thank the Lord for all he does. And I don't think Eric would mind me sharing this. You know, being newlyweds, I mean, well, over a year and a half married, but we're still learning. And, you know, you start recognizing bad habits crop up and how you treat one another. And we saw it coming and getting to a head. And, you know, we had a night and we just stopped and we prayed. And it was then for the first time. I just thank God for my husband because he's using that relationship to teach me of God. And that night, for the first time, I truly understood the grace of God and a fresh start. You know, that ability to wipe everything and say, you know what, let's truly wash it under the blood. Forget about everything. Brand new day and build everything right the way it's supposed to be. And I thank God for teaching me those spiritual
truths. Amen.
And for the fresh start we each get every day.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, I've got to say that I am proud to be here tonight. And I thank the Lord for the blessed visits and for the prayers that
I have. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you tonight. I've always kind of wanted to have service like this. Usually we only have two, maybe three preachers, but tonight we've had plenty of preachers. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. The men that came to be with us tonight, that they could get home, watching TV, doing something in this world, took time out to come to be with us tonight. We really appreciate it. We have a prayer meeting here every second Friday night. Am I telling that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all know how I am. And I have to double check. Every second Friday night at 6:30, we meet here, the men do, and have prayer. And we started that about, not now, heading on 3 years, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We thought it'd just run a little while and quit. It just gets stronger and stronger.
Thank you.
We'd invite you to come be with us. We come and pray for each other's churches. Just band together and pray. Amen. We fellowship, we have a good time, then we get down to business and we pray. Amen. So if you got time, got a little idle time, and you want to come pray with us, come on. Amen. We pray all night if you want to, as long as you want to. We just come to pray for each other. It has helped us, everyone. I can see a big difference in the ones that attend. Amen. I can see a great difference in the churches. So I appreciate the prayer. So let's be praying for each other. Also, I'm going to go ahead and step out on them on this. I believe it's April the 20th is Easter, right?
Yeah.
While we're all together, I'll go ahead and invite you down to Brother Jerry's church. He's going to have a sunrise service.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That means be there before the sun comes up. Yeah. That means 2 hours later. They'll have a sunrise service. We'll get the time all set up and everything, but he's planning another sunrise service. I went last year, went to just watch and got so filled up I couldn't stand myself or anybody else. Amen. So if you ain't got nothing to do, come down and be with them. I guarantee you you'll be blessed and I believe you'll be welcome. These people are some good people. Amen. I love them. I could never tell them enough how much I love them. They put up with me 3-4 years now preaching revival. I love them. I love them. Amen. But tonight, if you would, for everybody to stand.
Brother Rocky, I want to thank God for being here. You're probably
listening. Amen. Don't go home now. If you got something to say, go ahead and say it. Just get it off your chest, and you'll feel a whole lot better.
Randy, I have to thank God for being here. For the blessings He gives us every day.
Amen.
For putting all these people in our lives.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We have one child, and when we look around, it seems like we have a lot of kids.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank God for that.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks, Mr. Mary. Amen.
Brother Randy, I just ask everybody to keep praying for themselves. It's getting a little bit better, but since you listen to the doctor's alpha leg, it's just going to get worse and worse.
That's your Lord.
And just keep praying.
Amen. Do pray for each other out there this year. If you need one of us, we have a phone list back there. I think we still have some. If you feel free to take one, if you ever need any of us here at the church to pray for you, something we could help you with, amen. Call us. We would love to pray for you anytime. Amen. And if you need to get a hold of Brother Jerry, anybody like that, if you can get that list, you can get a hold of him through one of us. We'll get a hold of him. Amen. Or any of his people at his church. So just feel free to take one if you want to. Amen. We love you. How many deacons we got in the house? I know I got two here. You got another one with me in the church? Don't be ashamed of it.
You won't get told what I got told here. Jerry drug me to a man's house. He told me to be a hypocrite than a deacon. Hard on a young deacon, let me tell you. Hey, man, we love you. Appreciate you. You better come up here, you too. They, all the preachers had their say tonight, so we're going to ask you to dismiss us and bless the food. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Love you.
Dear God, our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you for the soul that stayed here tonight, Lord. Thank you for the man that came and got his life threatened out. We thank you for everything that was done for tonight. We preach God with the same little good fellowship we've had, Lord. We ask you just to go with us now as we start out this new year and help us, Lord, to do more for you this year than we've ever done. I know I've let you down a lot of ways, Father, but you've never let me down one time. We ask you now just to bless each and every one that's here and bless the food that's about to be taken out there to fellowship hall, Lord. Just go with us now as we're about to part this church. We ask you to give you the praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.